It is time to talk sport. I'm joined both in studio by Adrian and on phone by Joel from the One Week at a Time.
Good morning.
Podcast. A very good morning to both of you.
How are you going, Joel? You good?
Yeah, it's a bit early, but...
Oh, is it? Oh, sorry.
Oh, look, my heart's breaking for you. Sorry. Jeez.
Oh, come on, guys. I start earlier than you do.
Oh, wow. Wow. Okay. All right. We're doing it like that, are we?
Let's just kick into sport.
Yeah, let's just talk sport. The Paralympics has kicked off in Rio.
Amazing.
Now, a few weeks back, Joel and I actually got a chance to speak to Andrew Edmondson, who's the captain of the New South Wales... We're calling it Murder Ball. It's, the proper name is Wheelchair Rugby. We've got to speak to him. He's captain of the New South Wales team, and it was just before he was actually leaving to go to Rio. Super, super impressive dude.
We cannot wait for that.
Joel and I were just both in awe of it. If you haven't seen a game of Murder Ball, Wheelchair Rugby, do yourself a favour. It's incredible. These guys just hurl themselves at each other in their wheelchairs at 1,000 miles an hour, but it's quite skillful and
it's not just a demolition derby.
No, that's right. Yeah.
It's incredible. There was an amazing documentary from years ago called Murder Ball, which is where I first encountered it, and I've been trying to catch up on it ever since. It's an incredible sport to watch.
Well, they kick off on the 14th of September. Australia's first game's against Great Britain, and then we've got Brazil the next day. So. The hosts.
And they're a pretty good chance as well.
Yeah, that's the other thing. Yeah. The Aussies, a really good chance of getting gold in that. They've been training for ages. Also, one of Australia's favourite sons, Kurt Fearnley, he's in action today in the 5,000 metres.
5,000 metres?
Yeah, just 5,000 metres. Just casual 5,000.
Easy 5,000.
So he's doing three events over there. He's got the 5,000, the 1,500, which he came second in, I believe, in London, and then also the marathon, which is just, again, just a little stroll, really. Not much.
And he's in with a good chance, we think?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean...
Yeah, he's won a lot of medals. He's, gold, silver, and bronze medalist for many years.
He's done it all. And he's just one of those guys. I was speaking to Murray yesterday, and he was saying that Kurt Fearnley once did the Kokoda Trail, and obviously...
That is a brutal track. That is brutal.
For someone walking, it's brutal.
Yeah.
He dragged himself, because obviously not very wheelchair-friendly.
No.
He dragged himself across the...
Yeah, he had to crawl it.
Yeah.
Oh, my
incredible.
God.
Just, I mean, not only the level of fitness that's involved in that and the athletic ability, but just the mental fortitude to do that and achieve it.
I'm sure it's ranked in the top 10 hardest trails you can do in the world.
Yeah, well, he's done it. Why not?
Yeah, good luck to all of our Paralympians over there.
Yeah, absolutely.
We know you're going to make us proud.
Yeah, and all being shown on free-to-air TV too. So
fantastic. Get into it. It's an incredible sport.
Paralympics that's doing that, so it's great. Also, of course, footy finals. Big upset last night. The Western Bulldogs, who finished the regular season seventh, pipped the West Coast Eagles. We heard this in the news earlier. Almost beat them by 50 points in the end.
50 points is solid.
A bit of a win, so a bit of an upset there. Tonight, we've got the Broncos taking on the Gold Coast Titans in the NRL, the Queensland Derby. Joel, who have you got in that one?
Yes. You know what? The Brisbane have sort of fallen off the rails a bit these last few weeks, but I really can't go past them, especially at Suncorp.
Yeah. It is a Brisbane home game.
I can't see Gold Coast winning at all, even with Jared Hayne.
I'd have to agree with that. I think, Put the house on Brisbane winning that one.
Really?
So, yeah.
All right, okay.
Also coming up this weekend, we've got Melbourne v. the Cowboys. So Melbourne Storm v. the North Queensland Cowboys. Many, including myself, are calling this the grand final before the grand final.
You're pretty excited about this one, eh?
I reckon these two teams will meet each other. And yeah, Joel, you seem to agree with that?
Well, I mean, I really think Canberra are a pretty good chance, but these two are definitely the top two.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I think this could be it. I think these two. And I also reckon the winner of this will therefore go on to win the grand final too.
That's all right. Okay. These are some big predictions, mate. Most people skirt around this kind of stuff.
No, I'm going to dive in head first.
Yeah. We don't want to mention the sport that counts, AFL.
We mentioned it.
Very
briefly.
Go on,
talk about your Hawks.
Yeah, look, I actually don't like our chances tonight. Not really about saying that. I'm a bit worried.
That's a huge game, actually. A big grud match, too, against Geelong.
It is a massive
grud
match. I don't even think the bookies have us ahead, to be perfectly honest.
Wow.
So I'm a bit worried about it. Yeah. I will be watching it. We'll be watching it, and we'll be watching it like a hawk, one might say.
But, stop it!
Watching it like a Geelong cat.
What, vaguely disinterested and walking off halfway through.
Cleaning yourself the whole time.
Gentlemen, where can people get the entire podcast from?
They can find it on the 2SER website. Scroll, if you hit the listen, scroll down. There we are at the bottom. 1 week at a time. We're also on Wooshka, iTunes, the whole works. Just search us and you'll find us.
Amazing stuff. And this is the one to hang on to because of Adrian's amazing predictions. These will definitely not come back to haunt him in any way, shape or form.
We'll play this in a few weeks, I'm sure.
Gentlemen, thank you very much.
Thank you, mate.
We'll chat again next week.